It is Friday morning, which means it's time again for StoryCorps. And today, Mary Ann Allen and John Klein's relationship is the story we'll hear about. That relationship started in an unusual place. John sat down with Mary Ann's daughter, Bernice, to explain.
I had a temporary position at a senior citizen facility in downtown Oakland. Mary moved in there. I was managing the maintenance department, and she needed a couple of things done. So I went up there and adjusted the toilet and made sure the doors open and closed. At that time, she was 59. She had just lost her left foot. But despite her health situation, she really liked to go out and do stuff. So I said, "Would you like to go for a walk sometime?" She was in a wheelchair. So I pushed her down the street, and we just sat there and looked over Lake Merritt for an hour or so, just talking. And somewhere along the line, we just fell in love with each other. And, you know, if you see us coming down the street, certainly didn't make any sense. I'm 17 years her junior, and she is black and I am white.
And
that didn't matter to her
No, it didn't.
And I'm not certain how much it mattered to others, but I think that it did.
It didn't matter to me. She loved you a lot.
I know she did. She was my dear companion for 13 years.
And during the time that I wasn't there for her, because I was into drugs and alcohol, she needed somebody. And you were there. And I have to really thank you for that.
I don't regret a second of it. I would, you know, of course, do it all over again. When she passed away, my love for her just blew up and got more strong. She is the love of my life. I didn't realize this deep of love was possible.
John Klein with Bernice Flournoy in Oakland, California. Their conversation will be archived along with all others at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. And as always, you can get the StoryCorps podcast at npr.org.